Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Deacon. Very rare that Deke gets to call a win, but he did yesterday. Browns winning in overtime, Deke. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I think this is the first time we've talked about a win in quite a while, too.
I was saying before, this
yeah,
is
was
the...
was Deke on with us the Friday after the Jets?
Well, I was off that day because I was away.
That's right.
This is the first time I've been on within 24 hours of a Browns win since the win over the Niners in 15, in December of 15. So, yeah, it's been a while since you and I have discussed the Browns win, but here we are, Deke. And there was a lot to like in that game yesterday.
Yes, there was. I mean, you go from a game, you know, the week before where there was like 87 points to one there's 21. And, you know, they turned the ball over in that first drive, but the defense held them to three. And from then on, the defense was pretty much lights out.
Yeah, I mean, every time the Ravens got the ball deep, you know, a few times they got it deep into the Browns' territory, the defense always stopped them. They play so weird. That's why you can't predict the NFL, right, Deke? I mean, you know, like they played great against Flacco. They played great against Roethlisberger. They played great defense against Drew Brees, who's maybe the greatest quarterback ever.
Yep.
And against Derek Carr, who's a good quarterback but has had some struggles. The Raiders just killed them. It was so weird.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to look at 21 of those points came off of turnovers at the Browns had. So,
fair.
You know, in yesterday I thought the good thing was, you know, the starting field position in the first half was horrendous for them. But, you know, they just got it down far enough that, you know, they put the ball back in the defense's hand where they were in decent field position.
What'd you make of Baker Mayfield in this game? You know, he over 300 yards passing. You know, he wasn't perfect. Had some rookie mistakes, obviously. But Deke, we're talking about this. You know, it's 2.5 games in. I mean, I'm like convinced he's the franchise quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, and what all four of those, you know, guys that got drafted in the first round won yesterday. But I'll still take Baker Mayfield over the other three. I mean, he just brings it. I mean, and nothing. He's got the confidence. He's not afraid to throw the ball into a tight window, and I mean, and he can thread a needle. I mean, he's as far as accuracy, the guy is outstanding.
Yeah, that we were looking at the replay of the throw to Willie's in overtime, and there's a defender. I can't remember who it was, but there's a defender who is diving in front of Willie's and almost snags that for a wild interception. And you had to make a perfect throw there, Doug. I mean, it seemed like Willie's was open, but he really wasn't because the guy was coming into the picture. And you know, that's a great throw.
And that's the other thing. You know, well, the week before, they have, what, 9 drop passes?
Yeah.
Yesterday,
terrible.
You know.
Callaway dropped a bit, really good first down play. Yeah. Njoku. Those two guys, and they're both young players, Deke. We got to give them time, obviously. But those two guys better shape up here a little bit. They got to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the Callaway, you got to remember, you know, he hasn't played football for a couple of years. And, I mean, I think they overloaded him in Oakland, gave him a little bit too much to chew on. This week they kind of slowed him down. But, you know, Baker makes guys show up. I mean, you know, you lose Higgins and he gets the touchdown. But then all of a sudden, Willie's, you know, here's a guy out of nowhere.
Yep.
And the ball distribution is what I think is also impressive when Baker's in there.
Doug Deacon is with us on the hotline. Doug, one thing we've noticed, and on our call yesterday, we talked a lot about the tackles and specifically the rookie Desmond Harrison and the challenge he had going up against Terrell Suggs, who it seemed as the game wore on, Suggs started using that bull rush on him a little bit more. How do you think that the rookie held up throughout the game? And, you know, frankly, you know, this could be a learning lesson. He's going up against a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of those things. You know, everybody gives you a different look, and, you know, Suggs is one of those guys. He'll set you up trying to beat you on the corner, and then he'll try to win the leverage battle with a bull rush, and that's something that Desmond has to learn. In fact, I was talking with Joe Thomas earlier today, and I said, yeah, I think he needs a little more strength, and Joe says, yeah, and I think he needs a little bit more knee bend so that he can get below the pads. But, you know, to have this guy play 5 games at the level that he's played that came out of West Georgia, I mean, that's a super find by John Dorsey and that crew.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deke, There weren't many beefs out of this game because overall, you know, it's their first win against a quality opponent in a while. But Jarvis Landry at the end of regulation, he's got to get out of bounds on that play. And for him to say after the game, well, I'm just thinking about getting the yards. We have a timeout. I mean, that's a terrible job by him. What did you think?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to put, you know, you got all your emotion and adrenaline cooking, and you think you can do more than maybe you can. But, you know, I can't knock that guy because what he brings, you know, in attitude and you know, just his hands. I mean, he's been a big boost to this offense.
No doubt.
As far as the confidence, not just what Baker brings, but this guy brings the energy, too, because, you know, he sets the tone. And I find it, you know, hard to criticize him sometimes.
I don't blame you.
How about Jabril Peppers?
Hey, he showed up yesterday.
Yes, sir.
He showed up big. I mean, he took it out on the Ravens, and not the people in the drugstore.
He was angry. I mean, was playing with an aggression, a passion in this game, Doug. I thought it was fun to see. You could tell it was personal.
He was more decisive in what he was doing, and you know, he just. I think he had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes you worry too much about, you know, what can go wrong. When you just go out there and, you know, play lights out, you know, good things happen.
Did you see the movie The Waterboy, Deke, with Adam Sandler? Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then you know, Henry Winkler tells him, you gotta pretend that it's the guy picking on you. And you focus and attack. And that was like, it was like Jabril Peppers was pretending it's all the people saying Michigan still sucks from the CVS that were playing for the Ravens. And he pictured their face on the head of the Ravens players. And that's why he played great, I think.
We'll call him Jabril Boucher.
Yeah, Jabril Boucher, yeah, that's right. Doug Deacon, Browns analyst, is with us. Deke, another guy on defense. And listen, I mean, it's a long way to go, but the Browns could end up with their first overall pick and their fourth overall pick winning offensive and defensive rookie of the year. I don't think – it's way too early, but I don't think it's a stretch to think that that's possible.
No, I mean I guess I can't remember that ever happening unless it was Sayers and Butkus back, you know, in 65.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they hit a home run with those two in the draft. And a lot of people, you know, question, you know, Ward because everybody wanted Bradley Chubb. But, you know, it's the number of snaps that you get. And not only the snaps that he gets, you know, on defense, on special teams, and he comes up big there.
My partner, the Bull, said he'd be looking for a kicker today, regardless of the made kick.
I was lucky that he made it.
It was a lucky make, I thought. What about you, Deke?
Well, talking to Colquitt after the game, he said that turf, you know, because, you know, we talked before the game, Dustin, how good the turf looked.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was sand. And, you know, I don't know if that was an effect on the one that bounced off the goalpost. Mm-hmm. But that Hoyt Wilhelm knuckleball that won the game was the ugliest, best kick I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I can't believe it. I can't believe that didn't get blocked. It seemed like it did, but.
Yeah, they said they didn't touch it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, if you're a kicker, now you might have hoped that they said that they did touch it. So,
I think so.
How ugly it was going through,
yeah.
You couldn't say that it was a bad kick.
That's right. D, good stuff, man. Well, great to finally talk about a win.
And we'll talk about a win next week.
That's
too.
Right. Let's get it done. Tough game, Chargers, but that should be fun.
Is there any banks that would say, let's play two?
Let's play two. Let's win two.
I like it.
D, good job out of you.
Okay.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.